You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 99, Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we'll take a look at the song Play That Funky Music, the first and only major hit for rock band Wild Cherry. Rob Parisi formed Wild Cherry in 1970, naming the band after a brand of cough drops. They counted Sly and the Family Stone, as well as the Yardbirds, among their influences, and although they were popular in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and managed to land a recording contract with Brown Bag Records, they didn't actually put out any albums in the early years, and they drifted apart and broke up in 1975. A discouraged Parisi worked in restaurant management for a short while before deciding to try again as a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And the new incarnation of Wild Cherry featured Parisi and Brian Bassett on guitars, Ron Beadle on drums, Mark Avsek on keyboards, and Alan Wentz on bass. Later in the career, guitarist Donnie Iris joined the band. Wild Cherry continued to play hard rock, even as funk and disco swept the music scene like a wildfire. Although they played plenty of gigs, they found that some in the audience no longer appreciated their brand of rock and roll. People literally asked, "You white boys gonna play any funky music?" Parisi took those requests to heart, making a note of that phrase, and wrote a song destined to captivate both rock and dance audiences. The lyrics tell the story of a white singer trying out his boogie sound on a demanding dance crowd. He starts off a bit shakily, but then he suddenly realized the crowd is with him, dancing, singing, and moving. Eventually, he also wins the approval of rock and roll fans, exactly what the song would go on to do. Play That Funky Music has a distinctly funky disco and appealing guitar riff, ideal for dancing. It features a horn section reminiscent of the Commodores, and similarities between this tune and others popular at the time, such as Fire by the Ohio Players, have led some to speculate that Rob Parisi wrote his song as close to existing hits as he could without lifting material outright. However he arrived at the final product, he had put together the big smash Wild Cherry was hoping for. Epic Records signed them, and Play That Funky Music took off. It was a tremendous hit in 1976 on both the pop and R&B Billboard charts, and received airplay in a variety of markets. The single went platinum, and Billboard named Wild Cherry Best Pop Group of the Year. They performed it at the 1977 Grammy Awards, and the band received 2 Grammy nominations and the American Music Award for Top R&B Single. Unfortunately, that moment was Wild Cherry's peak. Although they released 4 albums between 1977 and 1979, they produced no further hits. The band split up in 1979.
Out in every way, but I'll never lose.
The song is still popular as a dance tune and a cultural touchstone. It has been sampled and parodied, and many covers have been recorded, most notably a rap cover by Vanilla Ice, for which Rob Parisi was not given credit, spawning a lawsuit that Parisi won. Parisi went on to work as a disc jockey. Donnie Iris, who joined the band in the late 1970s, worked with Mark Avsek as the Cruisers before launching his solo career. Brian Bassett had a successful career as a guitarist with Molly Hatchet and is still touring with Foghat. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.